नारायणनमस्कृत्यानरुञ्चैवानरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वती व्यासम् ततो जयम् गुदीरयत् नस्तप्रायेषु अपात्रेषु नित्यम् भागवत सेवय भावतु तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna, dear devotees, Pamela Basis, Glory, Srila Prabhupada. This morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class is from Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 26, and Text 27. So I will chant Text 26, and then maybe you all can follow. 26 doesn't have purport. So on 27, after I chant, you can follow the chanting and we'll go from there. Hare Krishna. So, text 26. Iyam chabhumi bhagavata nyasitoru parasati śrīmad-bhīṣṭat padānyasai sarvata krita kautuka Iyam chabhumi bhagavata nyasitoru parasati śrīmad-bhīṣṭat padānyasai Sarvata krita kotuka Iyam cha bhumi bhagavata Nyasitoru barasati Srimad bhistat pada nyasai Sarvata krita kotuka Word for word Iyam this Cha and Bhumi surface of the earth Bhagavata by the personality of Godhead Nyasita being performed personally as well as by others. Uru, great. Bara, burden. Sati, being so done. Srimad Bhi, by the all auspicious. Tat, that. Padanyasai, footprints. Sarvata, all around. Krita, done. Kautuka, good fortune. Translation by Sivangri Srila Prabhupada. The burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his auspicious footprints. Okay, now we can do 27. Srila Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text 27. So jatya shrukala shadbi druva gevodita sati abrahmanya nipavyaja sudha bhukshanti mam iti so jatya shrukala shadbi druva gevodita sati abrahmanya nipavyaja Shudra Bhukshanti Mang Iti Shoshatya Shrukala Sadvi Dubhake Pojita Sati Abrahmanya Nripavyaja Shudra Bhukshanti Mang Iti Hare Krishna. Alright, so we'll do word for word. Shochati, lamenting. Ashrukala, with tears in the eyes. Sadvi, the chaste. Durbhaga, as if the most unfortunate. Eva, like. Ujita, fallen. Sati, being so done. Abramanya, devoid of Brahminical culture. Nripavyaja, posed as the ruler. Shudra, lower class. Bhukshanti would enjoy. Mam, me. Iti, thus. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes. For now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Kshatriya, or the man who is qualified to protect the sufferers, is meant to rule the state. Untrained lower class men, or men without ambition to protect the sufferers, cannot be placed on the seat of an administrator. Unfortunately, in the age of Kali, the lower class men without training occupy the post of a ruler by strength of popular votes, and instead of protecting the sufferers, such men create a situation quite intolerable for everyone. Such rulers illegally gratify themselves at the cost of all comforts of the citizens, and thus the chaste Mother Earth cries to see the pitiable condition of her sons, both men and animals. That is the future of the world in the age of Kali, when irreligiosity prevails most prominently. And in the absence of a suitable king to curb irreligious tendencies, educating the people systematically in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam would clear up the hazy atmosphere of corruption, bribery, blackmail, etc. Om Agnat Miranyasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Dhina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dirati Swapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhivya Eva Cha Titanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivacharya Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutane Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shitarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Guhachi Shedava Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhya Divacha Vishunaraya Tasmi Maha Prema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, text 26 is, the burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. When he was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of his auspicious footprints. Translation for text 27. Now, she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes, for now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Hare Krishna. So, Mother Bhumi is recounting the situation that was present earlier when Krishna was personally on the earth. Krishna is always with us. In his form as Paramatma, he's even within the atom. He's always with us. But what happens is the relation changes depending on the incarnation. The Lord definitely guides us as Paramatma. But the relationship between us and the Lord, the personal relationship, the Ras, that's from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Krishna himself. And he was present on Mother Bhumi. Therefore, Mother Bhumi was really, really, really in bliss the whole time that the Lord was on the earth 5,000 years ago. All good was performed because of his auspicious footprints. Even the demons did not have much control because they were worried about Krishna getting rid of them. The big demon Kamsa knew that it had been predicted that the eighth son of Devaki and Vasudeva will cause his death. So no matter what he did, he had that at the back of his mind. Other demons that tried to control things were killed either by Krishna himself or, for the most part, used the devotees, the Pandavas. Jarasandha was gotten rid of by Bhim. In different ways, the demons were all being taken off. And every demon that is taken off the foot of the face of the earth, then Mother Bhumi is definitely in a better situation of enjoyment, in a better situation of relief, because the demon that is causing such a problem is gone. So Krishna removed so many demons. So then the burden of the earth was diminished then. And by others as well. And you know, so by the personality of Godhead himself, even when he was a baby, he started. Putana was gone. Chakatasura was gone. You know, Trinavata was gone. All of those that came to try to kill Krishna, yeah, they got a short life very quickly. When they came to Krishna, that was the end of them. And as he was getting older, and as he was tending to the cows, with the cowherd, the young cowherd boys, more and more and more demons were gotten rid of. As Krishna was sending them every day, just before lunch, they'd show up at Vrindavan. And Krishna will get rid of them with the cowherd boys looking on and just wondering what type of method Krishna would use to get rid of the demon. So for them, it was a spectacle. They knew that whatever happens, the demon would die. Sometimes some things in the act of fighting the demon happen in such a way that people would think, oh, Krishna's lost. So the big bird swallowed Krishna. So then Krishna has disappeared. And the demigods are all in anxiety because they also get to watch. But all of a sudden here comes Krishna. The snake demon also got all the cowherd boys inside his mouth, and Krishna came in and he closed his mouth, and then he began to cause problems to them. But then Krishna came right back out, and when he came out, simultaneously, the demon died. So little by little, one demon after another, not little by little, one demon after another was gotten rid of. And then Krishna arranged for the big Kurukshetra war, and after that war, practically all the demons were gone. So the earth is saying, the burden was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by his pure devotees. And that time, auspicious things happened because he himself was present. Now in text 27, she's saying, it's being said that Mother Bhumi, the chaste Mother Bhumi, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead. So he had physically left. Srila Prabhupada explains in so many situations with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he wraps up his pastime on one planet, he goes to another universe, to another planet. There are pastimes there, and sometimes wonderful things happen even in his absence, but it is a vipralamba, in separation type. And Mother Bhumi is already missing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She's lamenting her future with tears in her eyes. What is going to happen now? Because he's being ruled by lower classmen who don't care for relating to the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his instructions. They do not have any spiritual masters to guide them. It is very interesting that it was not very long ago, I was actually reminded of one rule here in the United States, which opens the door for more lower class men to be appointed as rulers. That rule is separation of church and state. Separation of church and state. Church is at least, if it's not transcendental, it is on the level of goodness. They teach, the books, the holy books of the churches teach how to come to and stay in the mode of goodness. That alone will bring some peace to the earth. Some peace. For one to understand that relating well to all living entities brings peace. But church, all right, there's freedom of religion. Therefore, how did the demons go about this? Religion should not influence the state. So the politicians have now made a rule which separates the guidance that they could get from happening to them. And so we are in a situation that is lamentable. Well, Krishna is always with us. That's Paramatma. Krishna always sends his devotees. There's no time that there's no one on the earth to send people who mean well in the right direction by the proper guidance. That's always there. That is always there. If we reach out and we pray to the Lord, that connection will be made. It is always there. We have to take advantage of it. So, Mother Bhumi is feeling that the Lord is gone, and now the lower class men, the demonic people, are rising up again. Srila Radhanath Swami has explained that here in the material world, that situation goes on and on and on. The demons who want to exert their influence with their own little independence that's been given, they can't do that in the spiritual world, so they do that in the material world. And when things get too crazy, the Lord comes, reestablishes religion, and guess what? It starts all over again. The demons plan again. So it is not a place where actual peace would reign too long. There's relative peace, but even that is always plans by the demonic people. And it is interesting that the personality of religion, Dharma, he has three legs cut off. Austerity. People are not doing any austerity. They are after sense gratification instead. Cleanliness. No, that's not being dealt with. Mercy. There is no mercy that's being shown. People just take from others. Thieves plunder people's things. Folks are being supplied with all kinds of things, drugs, that keep the mind in crazy situations. That they can't act right. Sometimes they don't even understand why they're doing what they're doing. And then on top of that, they get addicted to the very things that cause them to do moral ignorance activities. So that is the situation now. That is the situation now. And so even those who mean well in the mode of goodness people, they also have to be very careful. There were times that people would go to sleep and not bother to lock their doors. Now, not only are doors locked, they are double locked, sometimes they are triple locked, and on top of all of that locking, there's also electronic devices that are put outside to monitor who does what, who came where, because, you know, they know, the people in there know that sometimes these people who are demonic would try to break into the house or the property and with the intention of either causing harm to those who are living there or taking property that does not belong to them, stealing. So all of these have become situations where Mother Bhumi is very much lamenting the situation. It's very, 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 very bad. And it seems to be getting worse. Why? Because on the top, lower class men are ruling. And lower class men don't care for the welfare of the citizens. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, Kshatriya, the man who is qualified to protect the sufferers, is meant to rule the state. A Kshatriya is a person who is qualified with administration, the proper running of the government, and also in the military to protect people who are vulnerable. The Kshatriya's job is that. But because now lower class people have slowly but surely come up with laws that give them the advantage. People are now struggling to come up with ways, and the struggle is dealt with through the administration. You just bribe some people, because the struggle, once you make money and you have a lot of money, then you can give those who are in the administration some money along with a string attached to it. Do things, come up with laws that I like, come up with laws that would make me advance materially, and please take away those laws that would sabotage my sense gratification. How I can make money. And so it's like that. And we just call it lobbying. So there are groups that lobby. And they just, oh, you want to do, run for government? Sure. We will give you so much money. So now, as I saw a statistic come up, it was announced by another, let's call it, press on the internet, how much money is being spent. About $5 to $6 billion was spent on both sides for a person to become president of the United States. Now, where does an ordinary person get that kind of money? First, it used to be like people would be hearing closely what the person that is running a campaign for president is saying he or she is going to do. And based on that, then the conviction of the people would then cause them to support that particular campaign with contributions that would make it possible for them to run the campaign and travel all over the country and get their message out. So that's the way it was. And then there was lobby by big business, that they also should take part. They should take part in giving the contributions to the candidates who are running. They have millions and billions of dollars. So when that law was passed, then it became possible for the companies to get in and act. The companies are there for profit. Therefore, the company said, oh, I will give you so much money. This is the business that I do. Make sure that the laws are such that I'm able to operate my business without any hindrance from the government and make so much profit. As a matter of fact, give me opportunities to get contracts with the government. And this is going on and on and on. And the struggle for power goes on at an international level. And so the businesses that come up with different ways of coming, of manufacturing sophisticated weapons, they get so much contract. And it's not only in this country, although this country is the one that gives the biggest amount of money for such research on how to kill, so that the United States will stay as the most powerful country and others are fighting. Nobody is turning around. Nobody even remembers what's called peace and how to go after that. So it is crazy. And so Srila Prabhupada is saying untrained, lower class men, men without ambition to protect the citizens, they can't be placed on the seat of administrator, but that's exactly what is happening. They occupy the post of ruler by deceiving people. And to this day, when it comes down to the few people that the country's people are supposed to make choices for by voting, everybody goes to listen to them very, very, very closely. But now it's become a shouting match between the candidates. Now it's come to the situation where everybody's pointing out the lower nature of the other person. And so what are we going to do for us? That is, doesn't get discussed much. How bad this person is. But people are of bad character. And they're the ones, because they are lower class men, they are not training. They're not trained. And so this is the situation that we're dealing with now. Now, Srila Prabhupada says, so the future of the world in the age of Kali, irreligiosity is going to be prominent. So if there is no suitable king to be, you know, stay on just getting the irreligious tendencies removed, and even people who are like that, they don't get financed, they don't get much of a say. And if there is any say, it's very little. And if people know that you have to have control over somehow being, you know, just coming up with more ideas and being able to spread it all over the country for people to be able to hear what you have to say. And if you're a good person, then they'll vote for you. Every time, it's interesting, I'll just make that one point and then talk about Srila Prabhupada's solution. Every time a lot of people run for stay in this country, staying with this country, every time a lot of people run for the government, you see like 7 or 8 people in one party, and they all get a chance to say what they have to say. And every time, you see that there's a person in the mode of goodness among them that wants to say something good for the country. And they understand what it is that the people do need. But usually, those are the people that get the least financing, and those are the people that get kicked out first. And then the demons who are funded by big business, they get to stay. And by the time the people who are candidates are all weeded out and it's come down to a couple of people, we don't have a more to goodness, a trained person to run. So Srila Prabhupada says what to do. In the absence of a suitable king, we have to educate the people systematically in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is what Srila Prabhupada said. And the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam will clear up the hazy atmosphere of corruption, bribery, and blackmail, and so on. So start with the people and let them come to know what Srimad Bhagavatam teaches. And with that, the Lord will actually guide the people in the right path, and happiness will come again. But I know that when that happens, since the votes are coming from the people to get a person in government, then it is possible, and the Lord can do any and everything, it's possible that people who are educated in Srimad Bhagavatam, and if it spreads all around the world in a very, very significant way, I know it's around the world now, but how many people are hearing? That's the point. Still, the majority of people don't know about Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we hear that more, then there will be that opportunity. The people are a certain way, and that would affect who they vote for. And that would affect the situation of people trying to change things. The people power would then be a very significant power, and it will be felt. Every time in any country the people get up and say we want to think different, especially since there's still freedom of speech in this country, when the people say that we want a certain way, it will have to be adhere to. Of course, the government is using manipulation, sometimes things that the people need to know was not told to them, and then people that, you know, so it's like deceit by hiding the truth sometimes. But still, Srimad Bhagavatam would clear up all of this. Better understanding will take place, and then that atmosphere of corruption, bribery, blackmail, and the like will be removed among the people, and that will affect the government. Every time the people are good, but the government official is bad, that official will be taken up. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. King Veena was there. He was like that. After Maharaj Anga left, his son Veena was given the opportunity to rule. And he was demonic. The Brahmanas were there. They were not being allowed to do any kind of sacrifices. Nothing. But what happened? Veena was removed. He was removed. And Maharaj Prithu was replaced, and he is an incarnation of a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaktivesh Avatar. So when the people want it, Krishna will make sure that it happens. But how will the people be educated? Now, Krishna, in the form of word, Srimad Bhagavatam, is what's here. So that's the opportunity that we have now, and that is the only way out. Go to Krishna by spreading Krishna consciousness. And the people are chanting, but we have to increase the chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So true enough, when the Lord leaves, it becomes a challenging situation. Arjun felt it. He was such a great, great, great warrior and trained, and a person who was very kind at heart, and also showed the example of what Krishna wanted that he would do. And Krishna used him and his four brothers to get rid of all the problems on the earth at that time, 5,000 years ago. When Krishna left, Arjuna was deprived of his Kshatriya powers. So ordinary cowherd's men were able to defeat him when he was trying to protect the 16,000 wives of Krishna. So the absence of Krishna causes much grievance. So that's understood. The Mother Bhumi is feeling that way. And Krishna sometimes even on the earth, but leaves from one place to another. Those that were with him before he left, they would feel much grievance in separation. And then they would feel even a strong connection with him. When will he come back? The gopis feel that way when Krishna leaves. Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, cowherd boys, cowherd men. Mother Kunti is giving us an example. Bring calamities to us, because calamities make us say, oh my God. Oh my God. You remember Krishna, even now in Kali Yuga, we still say, oh my God. Now it's been given a short for OMG. Oh my God. So there's still, see, the soul is there in the body. So the soul is connected with Krishna. We will remember Krishna, but in times of trouble. So Queen Kunti's prayers was along those lines. When trouble comes, we remember you. So we're not turned off by trouble, because it's going to cause us to remember you. Queen Kunti's prayers were like that. So Bhagavatam is the proper solution to the problems in Kali Yuga. And a practitioner of this wisdom in Srimad Bhagavatam is one who will not then lament or be worried about different things, or have desires, material desires. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shotiti na kankshiti. Samasave tu bhuteshu mat bhaktim lavate param. This is in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 54. One who is transcendentally situated like that, at once realizes the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his influence, and becomes fully joyful. Then a lamentation goes in the person's life, because he's always thinking, Krishna is in control. Whatever happens, Krishna is in control. And I am surrendered to Krishna, so everything is about Krishna. We don't desire anything else, and there's no lamentation. And then, as Maharaj Chavadi said, that person is like that. Look equally on every living entity. So that person is equally disposed to every living entity. And that person then begins to see the importance of serving the Lord devotionally, not wanting anything from the Lord, because you don't have to want anything. The Lord has everything. Once you surrender to the Lord, what do you need? Every need gets fulfilled in the Lord's own way. So we have to now rely on the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam and follow what Srimad Bhagavatam says. To say the Lord's incarnation, he speaks in Srimad Bhagavatam, he himself speaks in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the devotees of the Lord also direct and advise in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Lord's pastimes are there too, to boot. So it's all the moods are literally covered in Srimad Bhagavatam. So constant hearing of it and discussion about it, that will give us the solutions in this world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. First of all, it's important, you're talking about having to educate people systematically in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. First of all, we should be thankful that Srimad Bhagavatam has been explained and given comments to by Srila Prabhupada like that. It is a wonderful book, if you have the big one, or a set of books. Now, first, just like in any situation, where would you reach the most people? Well, you have to go where people have turned their attention to try to get information from. In this electronic age, there are places where people are going, but they are just not getting anything that is really useful. We're talking about Facebook, Twitter, and all of those places that electronically information is being sent to them to keep people in that type of mode of ignorance, mode of passion type. That's being allowed. But most people are there. Therefore, we use the same arena of reaching people, but this time we bring Srimad Bhagavatam to them. There are people who are there are people who are falling so low that even if you talk about God, they wouldn't understand. Therefore, you bring the wisdom in Srimad Bhagavatam packaged in such a way that they'll accept it. You bring arguments, that there's plenty of it in Srimad Bhagavatam, and realizations that devotees have, and get that into them chanting by the holy name, chanting the holy name by Lord Chaitanya, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should also be introduced, all of that in such a way that people will hear. Sometimes if people don't want to hear, they can still take in the message in bite size, in small size, in small bits. When the information is given like that, and even the conscious mind doesn't want to take it, the subconscious will still take it. This is what advertisement has done. Advertisement, sometimes a billboard, people see, oh, so many things on this, big letters on the side of the streets, and people are traveling, especially in the highway where most cars are. They put them there. And then there's something, some information on that billboard. I'm waiting for the day that information on the billboard will say, chant the holy name of the Lord. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna. And I think we should start to push for that. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Chant and be happy. Now, before the billboard stuff comes, it is also good to advertise through t-shirts. So the t-shirts, people write stuff on them too. And that's still legal. You can write whatever you want to write about the Lord. So, like that. So, ways in which the population can be reached. Remember, the person that is set, this is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, The conclusion is a person who is chanting the holy name and is giving their heart to Krishna, serving devotionally, they have understood the import, the whole thing about what the Shastra, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam preaches. So even if they're not able to give their information at first to those who are not ready to hear, but if you let them chant, and if you let them sing, so the Harinam is very important. We get out there and start singing in the middle of the street, and people see us happy, but we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, they hear. It registers. So like that, we can go out by distributing books, by also doing the systematic chanting, but I can't wait for a billboard to say chant Hare Krishna. That would be wonderful. With all the cars going. So as people lobby, we should also begin to lobby, find ways to get the rules such that we can also bring the message of the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the solution to this age, present everywhere. But right now, whatever we are able to do, we should definitely do it with great, great, great attention and with great force. So yeah, we can use the social media now, but I know the advertisements work on the subconscious like anything. So maybe one day there'll be a board that would say, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we should be reading Bhagavatam ourselves. Live according to the instructions from Srimad Bhagavatam. If we live like that and if we read it or hear, then we'll be able to teach Srimad Bhagavatam too. And the chanting of the holy name will come, it will flow from our mouths if we read the instructions and live according to the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I will make one last point, and that is that we know that sometimes when we're chanting, the mind roams a little bit. Sometimes I think, I wish my mind won't roam, but my mind can roam. It can. Sometimes then you're chanting the holy name, and it gets, I said, how do I go about making this mind be steady? Then I was looking at pictures of Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda. And I'm saying, okay, well, if the mind is going to roam, that roaming part, let it say, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. So then I was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the mind goes, so I was trying to do Hare Krishna, and then the mind, well, the other mind, subconscious, doing Gauranga, 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 like that. So somehow you just find ways to steady the mind, and then, but that way then the whole body is just immersed in the holy name. Slowly but surely, the Lord will, in fact, as like Nityagopal Prabhu has described what happened in the book distribution day when we set up yesterday, the Lord will, in fact, reward our efforts. But we have to take the steps. So then, by that, shouting Gauranga for the subconscious and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for the main one, then wherever you turn, you cannot lose focus of the holy name there. This is something that just I'm trying, just lately I started doing. Hare Krishna, just wanted to share it, that's all. It's a realization I got. Hare Krishna, okay. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhive eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai.